Hello, everyone. This is Will.
And this is Alex.
And welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Well, so what'd you think of tonight's movie?
Oh, God!
Yeah,
this is a special one, I'll put it that way.
Special isn't a strong enough word. That's not the word I would use.
What word would you use? Shit?
Fucking horrendous?
That's two words. You fucked up.
I'd have to use
more. Fucked up.
I know, I'd have to use more.
Well, matter of fact, I would say you fucked up, but not quite as much as this movie fucked up. Yeah.
I just don't even know, man. I
know.
Alright, so we watched Zat.
Mm-hmm.
1971 film.
This is one of the few that we've watched that I've heard of beforehand.
By master filmmaker Don Barton.
Yes, he made such he made such riveting films as Zat and...
Oh, wait.
And Zat.
Yeah, that's all he made. Oh. He only made one movie, and there's a reason why.
Well, it's because, like, you sometimes you just make such a brilliant piece of art that you can never top it again. So why...
It's his magnum opus.
Yeah, so why try again?
It's, like, the pinnacle of filmmaking. Mm-hmm. So, like, he's like, you know what? I've let this out into the world. I don't need to make another film. This is my masterpiece. This is my Mona Lisa to the film industry. Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is Florida's big contribution to film history.
You go to Florida and they're all about the Zat.
Yeah. Okay? It's true. That's why Florida's so fucked up. Because everyone just watches this thing on repeat, apparently.
Oh, man. Floridians don't deserve this, though. This is...
Well, we got a couple more horrible Florida movies, so...
I know. They might be better than this.
I hope so.
God, I hope so, too. So, Zat. Z-A-A-T.
Yeah.
I still don't know what that means.
It means nothing.
They tried to explain it in the film, but they never showed what, like, it actually stands for.
Nothing.
Is it the fish he was talking about at the beginning?
It's him.
Yeah, but his name isn't Zat.
What is his name?
It's like...
That's his old name. Leopold.
Leopold.
Dr. Leopold. He's apparently a Nazi.
Yeah, he's supposed to be a Nazi, even though it never explains that.
No, Zat is the creature. It's him, Will. Leopold's the old name. Get with it. Jesus.
Alright, so... Starts out with a bunch of stock footage of a fish in the ocean.
Stock footage.
There's a...
Yeah.
Good lord, there's a lot of stock footage.
If you cut out the stock footage, there's maybe an hour of actual original footage.
Probably more like 45 minutes, because there's a lot of stock footage.
Yeah, like the first...
This is like an hour and 39 minute movie, and it's like half of it is stock
footage. The first 20 minutes is all stock footage, like almost. It's him walking around his, like, laboratory or whatever it is.
So he's explaining all, like, the different fish and, like, aquatic life that he admires because they're all apex predators. And,
yeah.
You know, they have such, like, great attributes to them. Like, he does, like, I can't even remember what the first one was called. Like, a czar something. I can't remember. Yeah. But, and then, like, there was, like, the shark. The shark.
The octopus.
Octopus.
And then... There's, like, this fish that is, like, stealthy or something.
I think you call it, like, a scorpion or something.
Yeah.
And then, like, it shows a puffer fish, and it shows all these, like, just marine animals. But it's all stock footage. Mm-hmm. None of it is original.
Oh, no.
And then it shows him just awkwardly shuffling around his, like,
Looking
at all his fish. He plays with an octopus for a minute, and then...
Talking about how he basically just explains the plot.
So he kind of explains that he's going to fuse himself with a bunch of these different fish DNA.
And become like the
and
new...
And become an... Like...
Master race.
A master race, and he's going to create a master race of fish that can... That...
Take over the world.
Will take over the... Not the world. He specifically says, we will conquer the universe.
Yeah. Somehow.
The universe.
Fish in space.
Okay. Can you imagine?
But Will.
Zat in space?
Okay, but Will, I have a very important question for you. But why though?
well, as we get to the film, we'll explain. There's no reason why.
But why though?
There's no reason. I don't know.
He wants to be a fish?
Look, because Don Barton is a goddamn genius, okay? He is like Francis Ford Coppola, like Martin Scorsese. You know, he thinks on a higher level than we do, okay?
Does he?
He knows. He understands film.
Is that why they filmed a bunch of miniatures of catfish and then decided not to put them in the fucking movie?
Don't ruin it. We'll get to that point. I'm not
ruining
point.
Nothing.
We'll get to
that This point. Thing is ruined from the start. It's just... It's no.
So it shows the doctor shuffling around. He's just going around his laboratory.
Emphasis on shuffling.
Yeah, no, like...
He takes his fucking time.
Yeah, he just shuffles around. This is, like, literally the first 20 minutes of the movie. Like, I'm not even exaggerating on this one.
And it's all narration of... Like, it's narrating, and it's just him, like, doing things in his lab.
And he's, like, toggling a bunch of switches and, like, you know, doing all this stuff. And then he gets undressed and gets in this little metal basket over, like, a hot tub-looking thing. Like,
it's like one of those pools that you would put in your yard. That's what it looks like. Like kind of like one of those makeshift ones. That's what it looks like.
Like, it looks like... It looks like a research laboratory, like a lab, like an abandoned research lab that they would test, like, marine biology in. But it looks abandoned.
Yes, like everything else in this movie.
Yeah, well, the whole town looks abandoned.
Apparently this is just...
I think they just filmed in a ghost town and then were like, you know...
Maybe that's just what it looks like.
Because everything looks disheveled, everything looks, like, just decrepit and maybe that's just old.
Don Barton's house.
I don't know, maybe. Could be. But anyway, so he gets in this basket and he like does this like weird liquid thing.
He has like red liquid.
He puts it in the pool and he's like
gets in.
He like puts this Geiger thing and like pulls himself into the pool, and then goes down in
and immediately
and becomes Zat.
Immediately,
like as soon as he hits the water.
And there's like a little compartment door. In his pool thing.
Swims around.
So he can, like, open it up, and he is immediately in the, quote-unquote, lake? It's not a lake, but...
So he gets out of that thing, and then it shows Zat.
Yes,
swimming. And we get this knockoff, cheap version of Gilman from fucking...
Cheap, yeah.
It's, like, such a, like, a ripoff of, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon. It's not... But not a good, like, ripoff. It's, like, this weird suit that looks all, like, patched together.
Is it better or worse than Octoman?
I think Octoman was better.
Was it?
Like, there's a... I think... Okay,
Octoman
so...
Octoman can't swim.
Well, Octoman can't swim. No, you're right. I mean, like, the suit work for Octoman was worse. But I think the Octoman costume actually looked better than this one because it didn't look so patchy. It didn't look like they just threw it all together with a bunch of moss. Like, you know, a bunch of fake moss and, like... Just, oh, man, it looks so bad. So he gets out of the water and...
Well, the first, like, 20 minutes, just, like, him swimming around and just kind of looking at things.
But what's weird is every time he, like, it shows him swimming in, like, fresh water, like a lake, it'll show, like, ocean.
Yeah.
Like, ocean shot, like, stock footage of ocean life.
Ocean life, and, like, he's obviously not swimming in a lake. Because it's not even a lake, it's a swamp.
No, because he goes around and he checks on that woman that's, like, camping, and she's, like, painting.
Yes.
And then just immediately swims away.
He swims away, and eventually we cut to a sheriff and the scientist.
Yeah.
They're our protagonists.
So the scientist is experimenting on water because it's been irradiated.
Yes.
And they have a bunch of... Apparently, they forgot to take all this stuff out of the film because, you know, they're trying to do the plot where there's a bunch of...
Plot?
Giant walking catfish. But they keep mentioning, like,
walking catfish. The sheriff mentions he's getting phone calls of, like, catfish walking through people's yards.
We forgot to mention that the creature is like spritzing this weird radiated like stuff to make it so fish can survive on land.
Yes.
Apparently. It's radiation and he's trying to like pollute all of Florida's water with it.
Mm-hmm. You know what happens with that? Nothing.
Yeah, nothing. It doesn't ever go back to that.
No, they just mention it.
No, well, they do, but like they keep mentioning how the water's radiated. Yeah,
they keep talking about walking catfish.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, where are these walking catfish?
Oh, we'll get to it.
Oh, they show you.
Oh, they show you.
They show you something.
So the researcher is experimenting, and you know, he's an African American actor, yes. So they have to keep calling him boy. And
the sheriff calls him boy. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's like experimenting on all this stuff, like figures out the water's been radiated and why there's like all like trying to figure out why there's all these walking catfish all over the place. And he's like sampling water, and like Zat comes up.
Oh no, he's like, yeah, he's on a boat, and he throws a net into the water for some reason.
Not yet.
Okay.
So remember, he's like he's studying the water because he's pouring out samples, and then Zat looks at him and then swims away.
Swims away in the lake that magically turns into the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it shows. Does it show Zat going back to his little like drawing board and like showing that he's gonna kill the two?
Yes.
So there was a scientist.
Okay, Zat has a massive, like, round, circular drawing board.
It looks like, so I think it's supposed to be, like, a calendar thing.
It is a calendar.
Because there's, like, dates on it.
Yes.
But it's so incoherent.
But, well, first of all, it is a calendar, yes. But they only show you, like, 1% of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, a tiny, like, corner of it that has any details on it. And it has, like, these two portraits, these two pictures. And he goes up to one guy and does, like, this voiceover narration. He's like, you didn't, like, you did this thing to me. And then the guy's, like, and then it does voiceover from the guy who's in the portrait. And he's like, he basically tells him that, like, I don't like your experiments. And I'm not going to give you any more, like, funding.
Right.
And like, so, yeah.
This is, like, baseless, like, you know, like, this is never going to work kind of thing. We're never going to fuse fish with humans.
Yes. And so it's like the next day, apparently. And again, he sees the same woman
camping. Yep.
And then, except this time she has a dog with her.
And the dog
which starts, we never see ever again. No. Did you? Yeah.
Yeah. The dog starts barking, and then then Zat swims away.
You know why you don't see the dog anymore is because they probably only had like enough money to pay that dog for like 5 minutes. Maybe the owner was
I don't even know. They probably just like found a stray dog and were like,
hey. Put this in the movie.
Like
we don't need it for any more scenes.
The dog just happened to be by the lake, and they were just like, you know what? That's good.
It's That's just it's production value.
Exactly.
It's wonderful. Mm. So he does that. He looks at her again, swims away,
and then we get a scene of like a family on a boat. It's the guy, scientist.
But Will, how do we know it's the guy?
You don't.
No, you do.
It keeps cutting the board
because when he looks at the guy, it cuts to the portrait on the board.
Yeah.
And then back to the guy, and then you get it.
And then, like, he's fishing with his
family.
So his son and, well, presumably his son and his wife. It never explains anything.
Oh, yeah, you don't
and
need an explanation.
And then Zat swims up to the boat and knocks it over.
Okay, first of all, when you say knocks it over, you have to emphasize that by knocking it over, you mean that he, like, gently lifts the boat up.
Mm-hmm.
And they all just fall out of it.
Fall right into the lake.
Yep. And it is the...
Oh.
Presumably, he drowns him. Presumably.
So he cuts his throat and drowns him, but it doesn't show anything.
No, Will. He doesn't cut his throat. Excuse you. You say that because the next scene has a cut throat.
But it didn't even show the son, like, dying. Like,
no!
The son's just dead.
He's just gone.
He's just, like, apparently that, like, just shocked him into the water and, like, he's
so
dead.
So, he, like, quote-unquote drowns the dad, which you barely see. The son is apparently just vanished. I guess the son, when he hit the water, he just, like, dissolved.
Right.
Fucking, like, he's
it
made
shows
out of,
him later,
he's
but,
made
like...
out of, he's made out of sugar.
So, he the just... the wife, like, starts crawling up onto the beach and, like, screaming. And then we... and then Zat just like lightly touches her stomach and like she's dead.
Yes.
Like seriously, it's like a
death
brush
by flicking.
Yeah. He like just kind of disheveled, like kind of like
yeah. She's
like
dead.
Wrinkles her shirt.
Yeah.
That's.
I mean, how dare you? Right? How dare you wrinkle my fucking shirt? That's just instant death.
Like it's someone if like they accidentally like brushed their hand across
yes.
your stomach. That's what it looks
instant
like.
Instant death.
Yeah, just insta-kill. Insta-kill.
Do you think that scene could have been edited better? Like, do you think maybe we could have actually seen him drown the dad?
I think any scene in this movie could have been filmed better or, you know, edited better. This whole movie is just incoherent. Like, I don't even know.
Because the next scene is, like, there's a scene next that they're showing the dad's body.
They're doing
like
an autopsy. Yeah,
and he has a cut on his, like, neck.
But it never showed Zat, like, cutting his neck.
Oh, no, Will. You can't show anything. You have to just, like, show him falling into the water and then, like, Zat awkwardly wrestling with him above water. And then the next thing you know, he's just dead. He's just dead.
I need another beer for
it's
this.
It's trash. So, oh my god.
Okay.
I need a refresher.
Next we get, so, the researcher, he's having trouble because he only has limited resources and he doesn't exactly know what to do. So he calls the, what do they call, Intet?
Intep or something?
Intep, like it's like.
It's an abbreviation. It stands for, okay, it's like, you know, in, like, horror movies when they call, like, it's like Poltergeist, remember? When they call the investigators, or Insidious.
Yeah.
When they call the investigators. It's that, but
see,
shit.
Those were actually clever. This
yes.
one...
That's why I emphasized. It's like that, but shit.
So, it's like a special research team
Two people driving in a fucking, like, Winnebago.
An RV, yeah.
And they both wear...
Red like jumpsuits.
Red jumpsuits, and their Winnebago just has a giant logo, Intep.
Just slapped on it.
Yeah. I don't remember what it stands for. It stands for, like...
It's like...
Inter something, like...
Research and development.
They research weird creatures, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter.
It's like they research, like, anomalies yeah. in, like... I don't even know. It doesn't matter, but, like, anyway, so we get introduced to these two characters... And they're supposed to be helping this researcher and yes. the sheriff figure out why, again, they keep mentioning the walking catfish.
Yes.
And now, I think it finally shows...
Because there's a scene where she is, like, they're investigating, they're setting up, like, I don't know, scientist shit everywhere. It doesn't show what the hell they're actually doing.
And this is also the scene where you were saying before, where he throws the net out.
Yeah.
And Zat, like, tears the shit out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, and then... But apparently, it doesn't show, but I guess he saw Zat under the water, and that's mm-hmm. when he, like, freaks out. That's when he calls them.
And that's how he gets them yeah. to come over, because he saw this giant
yeah.
grayish creature.
He's like, there's a giant grayish creature in the water, and there's all these walking catfish. So, yeah.
He keeps mentioning the
bullshit.
Walking catfish.
So, there's a scene where they're all investigating with the Intep people, and you see a very quick shot... And I made you rewind this, because I was so confused.
So it shows a bunch of catfish, like, just, like, falling over each other and, like, it,
no,
on the
first
road.
Thing it showed was the model. Okay?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Remember? So, it's like, it looks like a model, like, landscape, okay? And there's just this fish awkwardly flopping around on it. And I was just like, that's a model. But at first I was confused. I was like, wait a minute, rewind that.
Because, yeah, like, goes and, like, knocks over a fence and then
yeah.
keeps crawling.
So there's, like, this tiny fucking fence, like, on the model. And at first I'm like, why the hell is there a shot of a fucking model and a catfish?
So it was, like, it looked like one of those scenes where they're trying to make the fish look really big.
It's like a...
Like, it's supposed yeah. to be a giant catfish, right? Because it's showing mm-hmm. this little tiny fence.
Yes.
And it's a model of a fence.
It's like a kaiju
destroying,
movie.
Yeah.
But it's, like, 2 seconds.
Right. It's like, you know how Godzilla had the little tiny houses and the
yeah.
little models
That's
of the city
is,
and
except
everything.
Way worse.
But it's just a model of a fence.
Yeah, and a fish flopping around.
So,
and then after that, it shows, like, all these, like, catfish, like, awkwardly, like...
Fumbling over each other.
And then there's, like, these catfish just on a road.
On a road.
And they're not big. They're just normal-sized catfish. But this was so fucking weird to me. Like, why is there this model shot? Well, I found out why. The walking catfish are supposed to be big, and they filmed shots of normal catfish destroying, like, these models, okay? But they thought it was too hokey, except for that one shot.
Did you hear that, audience? They thought walking catfish destroying things was too hokey for a movie where a guy literally fuses himself with different fish DNA.
Yes. It's also a movie that has a musical number, which we'll get to.
They thought that was too hokey for this already insanely hokey film.
Yes.
Like, final production, this is one of the hokiest films I've ever seen, and they thought that was too hokey.
I want that footage.
I do too. That would have been more entertaining, to be honest.
Get that footage and delete the musical segment.
Oh, yeah.
We'll it takes up 5 minutes, put in the miniature bullshit, and at least it'd be a more entertaining movie. Okay, Don Barton, listen to me. You can fix the movie.
I almost wish they would have went with their original plot, because that would have been miles more entertaining than what we actually got. Because they still mention
Walking Catfish.
All the time. And every single chance they get. It's bullshit. It's like they just scrapped the Walking Catfish idea, but didn't scrap any of the other scenes of them mentioning catfish. Like, it'd be like they, so the actors in the movie act like these Walking Catfish is a huge epidemic, right? Like, it's supposed to be, like, terrorizing the town. Like, people are scared. People are running away. And then we get like, that's the only scene we get of a catfish.
Can you imagine if, like, in Jurassic Park, they never showed the raptors?
That's what this is like.
After talking about them for the whole movie.
Yeah.
You never actually see the walking catfish. You just see some catfish, like, awkwardly wriggling around on a road. They're not walking.
And that's all we get. This is the only scene. This is the only scene of Walking Catfish we get,
and it's inserted for no reason.
Yeah,
no reason.
So they kept everything out except for the Walking Catfish part.
They kept the musical segment, but we get no fucking catfish.
Yeah,
nope.
Sorry, I had to go on a little tangent there.
No, it's bullshit.
But so then it shows like the Walking Catfish and all that stuff, and then it shows them researching more.
And then
it goes back to the girl camping for the third time.
And she same campsite, same everything, but now there's no dog. The dog
is gone now, forever.
It went off into space.
You'll never see that dog again.
It got abducted. It's gone. Yep. But, you know, she's now in a bikini. She gets in the
water.
The magical lake, which turns into the ocean.
Yeah, because like it shows him swimming towards her, and he's clearly in the ocean.
Well, not just that. When she gets in, remember? So, it's like, it's a shoreline, right? It's a swamp. It's not deep, okay?
It's a lake. It's a murky lake.
She, like, gets in right off the shore, but when it cuts to the underwater shot, it is like a deep water.
It's so clear, too. Yes. Like, so, she's diving in this, like, murky lake, and it turns just instantly, like, clear as hell.
Instantly clear and deep.
Yeah.
And he just, like, awkwardly swims up to her, grabs her, and takes her back...
to the lab.
To the lab. Because he wants...
he wants a mate.
He wants a fish hybrid mate.
Yep. Because remember, he wants to create a race of these...
How can you create a race if you can't breed?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Science. So he takes her back and, like, sets up the exact same experiment, like, everything. And then... like, it's gonna put her in the water, and she starts screaming.
Yes.
And he, like, quickly puts her in the water, and then all these alarms start going off.
I have complaints about that scene. I'll get to it later. Because it makes no fucking sense in regards to the ending.
Well, yeah.
Because, again, he gives her the injection, she starts screaming, freaking the fuck out, and...
he puts her in the water real quick.
Yes.
All these alarms start going off everywhere, like he did something messed up.
Yes.
Even though he did it exactly the way he did before. Yeah. And, like,
she drowns.
She drowns, and he pulls her out, and she's, like, partially turning into a fish.
He also conveniently has, like, a vat of, like, acid.
Acid, where he, like, can, like, it, like, peels the skin off of fish. Yes. Like, it shows him dipping a fish into it, and, like, it just bones when he takes it out.
So he puts her in there. She turns into a skeleton.
Which actually was... this is the only defense I'll give this film. That shot was actually pretty cool because...
no, it wasn't.
I
never even saw her dissolving. Well, it's just a skeleton.
But, like, the fog and everything kind of shows the skeleton. I'm trying to...
no. No.
I okay. This, like I said, this is the only credit...
no!
All right, I'll stop.
No. I don't even know if there's anything praiseworthy about this.
Thought the shot was cool.
I will say one thing.
I'm not saying...
the music is interesting.
Some of the music.
It's an extremely early, like, electronic...
it's, like, synthesized and stuff. And it actually kind of matches the tone of the film.
This is 1971, so it's extremely early.
It's very experimental.
Only one problem. It's in Zat.
Yeah. If it was in any other movie, I'd be impressed.
Yeah. But no, it's in Zat.
Okay,
so some poor sucker made all this music, and it ended up in Zat.
So it shows, like, them researching the woman.
So it's, like, later that night. And they are, like, just kind of sitting back in their RV and just kind of, like, just bantering, whatever. And the scientist says the best line. He says, "I sure hope that monster isn't a redneck."
Yeah, so...
Okay, yeah. "I just hope this creature isn't a redneck." Which, you know what? Yeah.
Sure, okay.
Oh, I agree.
But
what, Will?
But why?
Why not?
But...
I don't know. Humor? I don't fucking know. Why anything?
So they keep experimenting, and then I think it shows, is this where the town is kind of going crazy, and the sheriff's like, "Okay, I want you all to go to this community center."
We forgot to mention. So after that redneck line, remember the alarms start like going off?
Oh, right, yeah.
So they put up like all these like things to kind of like, I guess if anything comes in this like vicinity of this area.
Yeah, because they have a net set up. Yeah. That's right. So as they're experimenting, they've set up this giant net that will catch anything that comes through, and because they're trying to catch this giant creature.
And he just like, oh god.
So Zach gets caught. Well, not caught in the net, because he like rips out of the net.
And the
they're trying to pull the net in. The male, then he just shows up out of nowhere. Yeah,
the male Urban, whatever the fuck he is, scientist man, he just starts like fighting him.
He stabs him.
He stabs him, and then Zat just awkwardly, through the power of bad editing, knocks him the fuck out.
Yeah. Just like kind of lightly swipes him, and then he's knocked out.
Yeah.
While the girl's like taking pictures.
Yes.
Like not helping him, just taking pictures.
She's taking magical photos.
And then instead of Zat like killing the guy, he just walks away.
And then you get the sheriff on a like bullhorn talking to all these townsfolk.
About the walking catfish.
About the walking catfish. And how they need to go to this fort and like hide out.
They need to go to, like, a community center and hide out, because I'm sure in the original, this is, like, the point where all the walking catfish are destroying the town, right?
Rip off.
But, of course, the walking catfish aren't destroying the town.
No.
Because they didn't go with that. But they kept all these scenes in anyway.
No. So they have a scene of him on a bullhorn.
It's shitty filmmaking.
And he's just like... And
it just shows, like, the reactions of, like, these old people. Yeah. And, like, just, like... One lady gets on a bike.
Yeah, that he's like,
for no reason. Like,
we're gonna go down to the fort, and those of you who can't make it to the fort, I want you to like lock yourselves in, and you know whatever.
So they all go, and like they disperse.
That scene ends.
And that scene ends, and then it goes back to the scientist, right?
It's either that or it's Zat. Yeah, it goes back to the scientist,
and he's like, he's being doctored up by the girl.
Yes.
So it goes the impet or whatever.
Yes.
Being doctored up by the girl.
Yes.
And he starts, you know, they're talking, and the guy's like, "I'm going to call it an early night" and stuff, and then it goes away. And then it shows Zat walking through this town in Florida. You
forgot the banter.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, because they're like, I guess they're a couple, the two scientists. So the guy's like, you know, they're just kind of like, I was like, they're like, they just kind of start talking like, "Oh yeah, you're a really good doctor, aren't you? You know, I know one thing you can do for me." And it's this like long pause, and it's just like, "I think you can get the files for me." Like,
right? Yeah.
It's wicked.
Oh, so wicked. Awkward. Oh, I hate it. Yeah, it's a struggle to get through. Like,
and
this whole
then
movie.
It shows Zat.
Zat walking through this town in Florida, even though. Okay, so this is supposed to be on location in Jacksonville, Florida, right?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a ghost town.
Yes.
It looks like they took a town that no one was in because it was cheap, and they just filmed in there.
Yes.
We also had some more trivia about this. Like, most of the lighting at night had to be done through...
headlights.
Car headlights, and you can actually see them in the in some of the windows.
Yep. I mean, at least they filmed at night. I'll give them that.
But that's how low budget this film is.
Yes. $75,000.
So it shows Zat walking through his town because he's, like, wounded, and he keeps saying, oh, it hurts.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we know, like, it hurts because we have, like, 2 seconds of narration saying that it hurts. Mm-hmm. Because we wouldn't have known otherwise.
No, not at all. So he gets to a drugstore and, like, breaks in and, like, starts looking around for, like, knocks the lock off one of the cabinets and, like, looks
looking
in there.
Looking for something to help him.
Like a pain reliever or something.
And he finally found something.
So he, like, breaks into the fridge and, like, just sucks down the, like,
his,
a mysterious substance
which
through his, like, little suction thing.
Which apparently makes him go fucking cuckoo.
Yeah, he just starts knocking shit all over the place.
Because then he just, like, looks at the cab, at, like, the, all the, like, glass, like, lined up. And he just, like, knocks everything down, breaks all the shelves.
Just destroys the place.
And just leaves.
Yeah, and then just leaves. And then we get the researcher and the sheriff. Does it show them like they're kind of like studying the it just
shows
immediately
the footprint.
Yeah, immediately cuts to them researching the footprint, and we're supposed to just they didn't say anything, like, this is supposed to just be the next day.
I thought it was the same night.
I thought
I
was
confused.
Too. They didn't explain anything.
Yeah, but no, it's when they get outside you find out it's the next day. But yeah, they're like they're, you know, doing research. And they see the footprint, and then one of the scientists has, like, a Geiger counter. And he just kind of starts using it to track the Zat.
And then before we get all the riveting scenes of them just walking around and using the Geiger counter, it goes to...
Fuck me up.
Yeah.
Just fuck me up.
It goes to Zat drawing a picture of the woman.
Forgot the... Remember the kissing couple?
Oh, yeah.
That was the same night.
Miss Pringle.
Yeah. It's like these two teenagers kissing on, like, this porch,
and, like, a woman off camera is
just, like, yells, like, hey, you two, and the guy, like, stands up,
be careful tonight, like, all this stuff.
He's like, oh, don't worry, ma'am, I'll take care of your daughter.
Take care of your daughter, Miss Pringle.
And she's like, hey, I'm sure you will. And then they like sit back down,
start kissing again.
I don't remember what the fuck she says. She's like, what about all those, like, walking catfish?
Yeah, he's aren't,
like,
you scared?
He's like, oh, it's no big deal, forget it. And then just immediately, like, plants his face on hers.
Yeah, and they started eating each other's face.
And then
Zat shows up, and she's like, ah!
Yeah.
And then the
riveting, riveting fight scene.
The guy, like, guards himself awkwardly. And then,
as,
like,
Zat awkwardly wails his arms around.
Okay, so I'll mention this. In this scene where, you know, usually in monster scenes when they swipe, it makes this, like, kind of sound like it's, like, shredding flesh kind of stuff.
Sound.
There's no sound. Like, he just swipes and it's just blood and no sound.
Yes, but you can also see that when he, like...
So he swipes three times.
He apparently swipes him, like, it's supposed to be him swiping him on the neck.
But he just throws a blood
pet. But it's obvious, like, that it's Zat throwing the blood on the wall.
Yeah.
Because it just... I swear it is, like, an inch away from his head. It's just like he just threw it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even hit his neck. Whatever. Fuck it.
Right.
One take.
Then the kid's dead, and then he...
He gets down and starts apparently...
Like, sucking his blood.
Which they literally never tell
this
you.
This was the only time he did it, and they hadn't mentioned it any time before.
And they never will
and
again.
I think there was a plot line where he was supposed to be doing that the whole time, but this is the only time they ever mention it.
You don't even mention... They mention nothing.
No.
Nothing.
That's the main problem I had with this film. They don't explain goddamn anything.
Who needs explanations when you got the last half hour of the movie of these three morons
going around Geigering
in their fucking truck as one idiot gets out and just, like, with his Geiger counter. And then he's like, they went that way. And then gets back in the truck. They drive some more. He gets out. Does the same thing.
So while that's going on, it shows that drawing a picture of the one researcher lady and was like, I'll find a mate. I'll carefully pick her.
It just happens to look exactly like the researcher lady.
Yep. And then he goes and spies on her. And
we saw earlier that, I don't even remember when exactly this happened, but there's that scene when, like, the doctor is still in his bed, like, trying to heal up, and she comes in and they're, like, pay him a visit, and she's like, you know, they start flirting, and she's about to leave, and he, like, grabs her by the hand, and they start, like, making out, and Zat, like, is looking through the window, And I guess it just angers him so much. He just is so pissed off. How dare you?
So, and we also forgot to mention your favorite scene. So after, like, all the townsfolk leave and everything, the sheriff gets a call of, like, people screaming and, like, hollering at, like, a certain house. I can't remember when this happened either.
No, it happened after the attack on the Pringles.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
He hears the woman screaming. And he's like, oh, I heard screaming. I'm going to go check it out. And he ends up in this, like,
warehouse. Community
building.
Yeah.
Oh, God. He goes in, and there is, like, a fucking hippie circle.
And then we get literally, and I do not exaggerate here, it's like a fucking music video.
It is a music video.
It's like, so the guy starts playing a song and singing. I'm like, okay, it's going to end soon. No, there's like 4 minutes.
They do the whole thing.
The whole goddamn song.
Yep.
And like, he starts singing. They're all like, you know, fake reacting to him because it's obviously just a recording that they played over the final cut.
Yes.
And they all look bored as hell.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, they just start walking down the street while he's still, like, strumming along.
And even the sheriff singing. Just, like, sits down and starts, like, listening to this music and just, like, humming along and awkwardly tapping his knee.
And then it gets them, like, the ragtag group, like, walking down. He's still singing a song. Like, the same song.
As
the
sheriff's, like, escorting them somewhere. As they, somewhere.
Like, escort them, they go to the police station, and they all get in this jail cell.
All in one jail cell.
While the song's still playing.
Yes. And then, as they're still singing.
And then, like, they stop singing for a second, and the sheriff's like, hey, deputy, make sure these kids are safe for the night.
And he's like, you'll be safe in here.
And then it goes back to him playing the song, and then he finally finishes. It's literally, like, 4 minutes of just nothing.
No, well, we got a very lovely song about Jesus and heaven.
And his disciples and all
has,
that stuff.
It has just such relevance.
Message?
It's bullshit.
So then we get the whole ragtag group doing the Geiger counter, the fucking Zat drawing the picture of the lady. And then, so Zat finally decides he's going to go kidnap the
he's
girl.
Gonna take, yeah, he's going to take her.
While these three bozos are just like
wandering around
Geigering
random
nothing.
Backyards in Florida.
It literally goes nowhere. They Geiger nothing and then they find nothing. So
no, he finds something. Well, eventually, just takes like fucking 20 goddamn minutes.
Yeah. So Zat like goes into the where the researchers are. Well, the researcher, the girl,
yeah.
And she's like typing up a report, and he walks in. She gets all scared. And, like, runs to the door. And mind you, she's inside the house.
She can't open.
And she can't open the door.
She can't open the door from the inside, Will.
Yeah, she can't unlock the door and open it. So she runs around Zat and throws, like, bottles at him.
And he just grabs her.
Yeah, and then he just grabs her. Apparently that knocks her out, though.
Yes.
He just grabs her and, like, starts taking her.
The sheer act of grabbing her knocks her the fuck out.
He just grabs her and starts hauling her back to his research laboratory.
Yes.
And then we get some of the most riveting stuff I've ever seen.
Eventually, they get back to the Geiger counter leads them back to the house with the researchers, and they find out that she's been taken.
Right. So he has the.
So then they split up.
He has the sheriff and the researcher go to the
lab,
the abandoned, well, supposedly abandoned lab where the doctor is.
Yes, because they find out.
They find out it's Dr. Leopold, and like,
yeah, there's this weirdo doctor in the town who if we forgot to mention the second scientist that he kills, remember?
Oh yeah.
So whatever, like earlier in the movie, he kills this other guy who like basically told him you can't experiment on human beings.
Yeah.
Human guinea pigs, and basically
he just chokes him out.
Him out, and it's bullshit. That's why we didn't mention it, because it's boring.
Because it fucking just has no point.
So. Eventually, the sheriff is like, yeah, there's that guy, Dr. Leopold, he's really strange, he wanted to experiment on human beings, and he talked about turning, like, people into fish.
And then the sheriff was just like, yeah, but he disappeared, and I left him, I left the research lab alone.
And one of the guys is like, he, like, yells at him, but it's such bad acting, remember?
He's like, shit, why didn't you tell us before?
You didn't think about telling us before? Like,
oh man, it's so bad. It's like I think the way we just did it is actually way better than how it is in the film.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could act that bad. it takes some skill to be that bad of an actor.
Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, they split up eventually, and the scientist and the sheriff are in a truck going to the lab, and the in-pet guy, whatever, he gets in this, like, fucking, like...
weird, like, motorized thing that has, like, a land and boat thing.
That he uses for, like, 5 seconds until it stops.
And it stalls, and he just gets out, just grabs, gets out. And he has a gun all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah.
For no reason. Mm-hmm. Like, they didn't show him grabbing a gun, nothing.
Oh, and there's then, a good reason.
And then he, like, he starts walking around, he starts, like, trying to follow Zat, and it shows...
Well, eventually he catches up, and you see...
So it shows... And then it just shows a bunch of scenes of Zat taking the girl to his facility, and the guy following behind him.
Yes.
That's all it shows, and the researchers kind of looking around the...
Because they eventually get to the lab, and they start looking around. This goes on forever, but eventually the guy, the impact guy, gets bitten by a snake.
So he's in the swamp, and he's like, because he's following Zat, and he's... Yeah, a snake, like, goes into the river and, like, bites him.
Yes.
Now, we didn't know this before, but that was him actually getting
he actually bit got bitten by a snake.
Like...
And they just decided to have that be part of the ending.
They're like, they liked it so much, they're like, you know what?
Yeah.
Let's keep that in the film.
I mean, I guess, because they don't even have to do anything for that.
Yep, so he gets out of the swamp, ties up his leg, like, you know.
But he's, like, limping now.
Limping. And he sees that, and he's still taking the girl. And he doesn't try and shoot him or anything at this point. He just follows behind
him. Well, eventually he just kind of, like, he falls behind. And Zat gets to the lab.
Right, because he gets exhausted, I guess. And so Zat gets to the lab.
He sees the sheriff, remember?
And, awkwardly sets down the woman.
Yes.
And then, like, starts choking out the sheriff. No, wait. Sorry, I forgot. Sorry. So it shows the sheriff, and it shows an angle of, like, behind the sheriff, and the sheriff
sees... He has a gun in his holster.
The sheriff sees that, and, like, I have never seen anyone take a gun so awkwardly out of a holster before. Like, he, like, fumbles with it, and, like, you know, like, tries to, like, awkwardly, like, fumble it out.
Takes him too long.
And then he, like... He doesn't, like, point and shoot at Zat, because Zat is far enough, he could still shoot
him.
No, he takes the gun and, like, holds it by the barrel and tries to hit Zat. And Zat's like...
Does that end well for him, Will?
No, Zat's like, fuck that shit, and then he starts choking him.
Chokes him to death.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep, that's it. Sheriff's dead.
That's how they did it.
Yep. The sheriff...
That's how they did it, Will.
The sheriff fumbles with his gun and then dies because he couldn't shoot Zat.
Yes, that's the riveting... finale of that character.
That's how they did it.
That's how you do it. So, Zat is, he takes the woman back into the lab and starts hooking her up to the pool.
At this point, the other researcher that's in the lab still, hears, like, something going on. And he doesn't even react to it. He just kind of, like, awkwardly looks around and finds a metal pipe.
Yeah.
And then, so he sneaks into the other room and sees the woman laying on, like, Zat has just injected her with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This green stuff that he injected the other woman with, too.
The magic shit.
It never explains what it is. It never explains it.
It's the formula,
And it
Will.
Leads to, like, one of the most awkward endings in any movie I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's something.
Okay, so, we're almost to the end of the movie, by the way. So, he goes into the room... And he sees the woman, and I noticed this scene, because he, like, it's, like, a first-person view of him, like, looking at Zat and then looking at the woman. And, like, beyond this pool, you can see one of the crew.
One of the crew members.
He, like, sticks his head up and, like...
Yes.
Like
they stick their head out.
They stick their head out. And I was like, oh, fuck! Like,
no reason.
Ducks back down.
They left it in.
Yeah. They didn't cut that out. They couldn't even crop the film to, like, you know, not show him.
You could have cut that, like, a second earlier. And it wouldn't have been there.
It would have been fine. But no, they kept it in the final cut.
Gotta leave it in.
So he goes up to Zat. Oh, no, sorry, no. Zat goes back to the woman and, like, the guy.
He starts, like, trying to untie her.
Yeah.
And Zat goes back and they have a little, like...
No, not yet. Because remember, what happens is he sneaks around Zat and Zat goes back to, like, check the woman. and the guy starts like playing around with the
ropes,
the toggles and stuff. And then like he like awkwardly like tries to like smash the computer.
Oh yeah.
But like, you know, it's like the weakest like hit I've ever seen on my computer. Like he just like, and then Zat notices, and then like they get into a tussle. He hits Zat, which apparently Zat is like really weak to metal pipes because it really hurts
him. Now he's hurt.
Yeah, now he's like super hurt.
Oh yeah.
And so it shows their tussle. He gets the guy on the ground and like rips him to shreds. And then the guy, and then Zat leaves for some reason.
He grabs these canisters which have the magical like formula
to radiate the water, and he starts.
He just leaves.
He just leaves.
She's there.
We don't know what's going on at this point. He just leaves with the canisters. Yeah. So the guy.
And she's like the Erpin or whatever woman is like suspended above the pool, and so the scientist like wakes up.
He like gets up even though he's like super like
and he
hurt.
He has enough strength to pull her away. He
pulls her to the edge of the water,
and then he dies.
And then she gets up, and she's like,
"Is acting very strange."
I will admit, like, for how terrible all this acting is, this was the only weird convincing stuff. Even though I had no idea what was going on,
I still don't know what was going on.
She looked like really like she was supposed to, but I think she was just as confused as we were. So that's probably why it was such good acting. Because she probably at this point had no fucking idea what was going on either.
Neither do we.
Yeah, no, I still don't know what happened.
But she gets up and she's acting very strange. And then it shows Zat.
She just looks at the researcher and then just walks out.
Yeah. And then it shows Zat, who is suddenly at the ocean.
And he's like walking with these canisters into the ocean.
And then the Erpin guy is just right there.
Yeah, and he just followed him the whole way.
And he
starts shooting at Zat and like
hits him a couple times.
Hits him, Zat gets down, like drops one of the
canisters. Drops one of the canisters and just keeps walking.
Just like grabs the other canister and keeps walking into the ocean and then dives in. And that literally...
Now...
I'm not spoiling anything here. That is literally the last time you see Zat. He doesn't die. He just takes a canister into the ocean and that's it.
Sequel.
And, well, I hope not.
No, there isn't.
No, Don Barton, but I don't think he...
No. He should stick to doing things that he's good at, like...
Like
I don't
nothing?
Know.
Like maybe working like a...
Like being a garbage man.
Like working another full-time job that's not filmmaking because he should never make a film ever again.
Yeah.
And he hasn't.
Like being a garbage man or something?
Yeah. So it shows...
He'd finally find a place for his movie.
So, like, it shows the guy...
He's, like, dying because of a snake bite.
Yeah, so the girl's, like, walking into the ocean, and he's, like, trying, he's like, Martha!
Martha, help me!
Martha, help me! And he, like, just dies on the beach.
And she just walks past
him. And she just walks into the ocean and dives down.
Let me ask a perfectly normal question. Why, though?
I don't know.
Because, here's why I'm extra confused. Earlier, when he did with the first woman, he injected her, and... It didn't turn her into, like, a zombie.
No, she was fine. She still screamed when he put
her
into the water.
But when he injected this one, she, like, turns into, like... I guess she thinks she's a fish now.
Because she just goes into the ocean, dives in, end.
Yeah.
That's how it ends.
Which, I mean, she's going to drown because she's not a fish.
Right.
So
but
that's
like,
riveting.
But it's never established that this serum he injects them... It only established that it might have, like, knocked them out for a minute... It never establishes that it makes them a fish.
Does this movie establish anything?
No. It doesn't establish jack shit.
Needs establishments?
Like, it doesn't explain anything, and that's what I... That's, like, what I... My takeaway from this movie. It literally, it's so incoherent. Like, none of it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
There's the giant walking catfish that they never show, except for one scene, and they keep mentioning them... It doesn't explain how Zat turned into Zat, like what he used to actually like
a magical
turn into
formula.
That. But it's just a red liquid.
So the Erpin people talk to like this like random guy on the radio sometimes, and he tells them that the Leopold discovered two new elements, and I guess the assumption is that there's this like backstory that doesn't go anywhere, but basically there's like these experiments going on in this lab. During World War II. Now, I don't know how Leopold being a Nazi fits into any of this, but
I don't
whatever.
Either. Like I said, like, my final takeaway is I am so confused at, like, everything in this movie. It doesn't explain anything.
Yeah.
Like, it. I think it tries to explain it, but it's such an incoherent... It's such an incoherent way of trying to, like, explain everything. Like, it's such bad filmmaking that, like, it makes me long for, like, some, like, Christopher Nolan films where they hold your hand through the whole thing and have to explain the plot over and over again. Like... I actually prefer that, like, I actually prefer, would prefer that over what we got, because I don't mind trying to figure out what a movie's trying to say, but man.
What's the message of this movie, Will?
I don't know. They get, like, oddly political at times. They, like, talk about environment stuff, so I don't know what they were trying to go for. I think they did, they didn't even know what they were trying to go for, so they just kept, like, oh, walking catfish, all this stuff, pollution, like... You know, racism, all this stuff, like, all this...
The message is that if... the message is that radiation is bad because it makes Nazis want to turn themselves into fish.
And then, like...
And then, apparently, this also makes catfish walk around.
Even though it never fucking shows them walking
imagination.
Around.
You have to use your imagination, even though they show you...
It doesn't show, like, any destroyed cities. It doesn't destroy, like, people getting, like... crumpled under a giant catfish.
I wish.
It doesn't show anything, and then we're supposed to believe all these town people are scared of these giant catfish that are just walking around.
If they had a scene of, like, a catfish awkwardly, like, smacking, like, a puppet, that would be great.
That would have been more entertaining than what we got.
But we got nothing.
So what are your final thoughts on the film?
No.
Yeah. Just do yourself a favor and just don't watch this one. You don't need to. It's just, it's so bad. It's so incoherent. It's just shitty filmmaking, acting. I think so. Like,
it's up there,
like,
with Manos.
One of the worst films I've ever seen. Now, when I was getting super into monster movies when I was a kid, because I loved, like, Creature from the Black Lagoon, I loved Godzilla, I even liked Gamera.
This movie's like, because you see, it's got the radiation, which is like Godzilla, and then it's got the creature, which is from Creature from Black Lagoon. Now, and of course, obviously goes without saying, this is a million times better than both of them.
Oh,
it's so good. Dude,
so good. So, so when I was a kid, I was like, okay, I'm going to watch this because it sounds really, like, it sounds like right up my alley. Because
I'm sorry.
Getting into monster movies. I love monster movies. So I started watching this, and 20 minutes in, I shut it off. And I have not gone back since.
Oh, you have now.
And I never wanted to come back.
Oh, you
and
did.
And we did.
You did.
And oh my God. Like,
you did.
I wish we would have turned it off in the first 20 minutes again, because the rest of the film is so bad. It's not on any streaming services for probably a good reason.
Yeah, this one was a hard one to get.
Like, you had to download it somewhere, didn't you?
Yes. This was a hard movie to track down.
Yeah, so they do have a Blu-ray.
There's a Blu-ray, but it's out of print.
Yeah, so it...
It costs, like... I'm not joking. If you look up the Blu-ray of this, it costs, like, $80.
So if you really want to... I don't know.
There is a... It is on YouTube, but the audio is pretty bad.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah, so... I think TCM has done some things on it, so you might be able to catch it on there. Maybe when they're doing, like, a bad movie feature or something.
Bad monster movies or something.
So, it because the rip you got was from TCM.
Yes.
So, they have done it before, but it's going to be too hard to find, and I wouldn't even do it. It's not worth your time.
Just look up, like, a greatest hits
just
or some shit.
Just look up, like, some, like, YouTube video or some guy reviews it, and he'll give you the best clips of it. Because, like, I think you need to watch the clips to see how bad it is, but don't watch the whole film. There's no need to.
Just watch the scene where he beats the shit out of the pharmacy.
Yeah.
The single greatest pharmacy destruction scene in any movie.
I think this is one of my least favorite we've watched. And we've watched some terrible ones.
It's bad.
But this is like pinnacle bad.
It's not as bad as the last one.
Well, Legacy of Blood was bad. That was holy shit. And I think this one slapped us in the face harder, though, because it doesn't explain anything. It's just like, there you go.
At least this one didn't... break the fourth wall.
Be clever. That's true. Didn't put balls in our face.
Yeah.
So
our faces were intact.
So that was Zat, 1971. I think we have two more films in 1971?
Three more, I think.
Three more. Oh, great. And they're supposed to be worse than this
one. Yes, so. They have lower ratings than this.
So that's going to be fun.
So I don't know. We'll see.
Well, look out for Sunday's episode. I think we're doing, what, Honey Britches?
Yes.
Honey Britches, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy, but whatever.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I might have an executive decision.
And shut it off? What, yes. Is it going to be our first, like, ever movie that we've actually shut off? Because we've wanted to before, but we never have.
I just have a bad feeling. We'll Again, see. We are going into all these blind, so my only notion is, like, the poster and, like, the two, three words I've read on the fucking plot synopsis. And I'm not happy. But we will see.
We're dedicated, okay?
Yeah.
We're providing a service here, so we need to continue.
It's apparently a Hicksploitation movie.
Great.
And I just want to say that we will see. My tolerance, though, is low.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. This has been Will.
And this has been Alex.
And we'll talk to you all later.
Bye.